Over the last 2 years, frontline NHS staff have seen themselves thrust into the limelight because of the pandemic. But so many stories have yet to be told. I'm Josette Lesser, and with me is Dr. Ellen Welch, the co-chair of the UK Doctors Association, who's just released her book, How the NHS Coped with COVID-19. Ellen, that's quite a title. How did this come about?
Well, I actually wrote a book for the anniversary of the NHS, the 70th anniversary, and it was a history of the NHS. When the pandemic hit, my publishers asked me to tweak it a little bit and develop a book about the pandemic. So it's essentially a collection of stories from frontline workers outlining their experiences, along with a timeline of the pandemic, telling us what went on month by month.
Why was it so important for you to write this way then?
It was a documentation of history. I think we all have very short memories, and less than 2 years on, I think we're forgetting a lot of what happened. And this is a real-time account. I wrote it during 2020, month by month, and documented what was happening. And it's all backed up by references. So it's a good reminder of what happened, but it also adds a personal touch by bringing some COVID stories. I think we all have COVID stories to tell, and this is a very small selection from the people who were at the front lines.
So give me some examples of the sort of stories you tell then.
Sure. So we've got a selection. We've got from London, we've got an ICU doctor who gives a diary of her early days of the pandemic. She was based in King's at the time, and she tells almost day by day how things change for her in the ICU, the sick patients she's dealing with, and then life in London. So she's got a collection of photos from Clapham Junction at rush hour, which is completely deserted. I think we forget things like that. We've got a story from a doctor who was involved with the setup of the London Nightingale Hospital. He's also a global health photographer, so he's got some images from the Nightingale, workmen asleep on benches, and the general construction of the hospital. Moving across London, we've got a story from an ICU nurse from Lewisham who actually ended up catching COVID and being a patient in her own ICU. And that's quite a touching story of how she was very, very critical, and she had her own colleagues dealing with her and looking after her. Within the book, we also have lots of COVID artwork. So we've got artwork from a patient who documented her experiences in hospital. She calls it Portraits and Tales from a Hospital Bed. And then we've also got contributions from a London-based artist who developed a project called Portraits for PPE. And she line drew pictures of all the healthcare workers who died from COVID and used this to generate donations for PPE, protective equipment for staff.
Wow, that is really poignant, isn't it?
In 2020 alone, there was 883 healthcare worker deaths. There's bound to be more than that now, but I don't think the figures have been officially documented. But UK had one of the highest figures for healthcare worker deaths.
What was the most unexpected story for you?
Possibly not unexpected for myself, I'm a GP, but unexpected for members of the public. We've got several stories from GPs about their experiences of the pandemic. And there's been a lot of attention in the media saying that GPs were closed, doing nothing. And this could not be further from the truth. GPs continued to work the entire time. They just adapted their practice to make it safe for patients. And we've got several stories from GPs about what they were doing during the pandemic.
As a GP, how do you feel about COVID now?
Well, it hasn't gone away. It's the way we're dealing with it has changed. We've got rid of masks, we've got rid of mitigations. But as you know, at the minute, cases are on the rise again and people are still getting unwell with it. So I do feel minimum precautions such as masks and ventilation should still be in place, really, just to try and reduce numbers and deal with things in a little bit of a more responsible way.
What I'm hearing you say is that you feel that we should still be taking care, because people are acting as though it's gone, and clearly it hasn't, because the numbers are so high. Are people going into hospitals still?
They are. I haven't got the figures to hand, but the numbers of cases are still on the rise. It's the middle of summer, and again, we're getting reports that we've got full hospitals. We know about the problems with A&E waiting times, ambulance waiting times, and the effects of the pandemic are still being felt and we're still dealing with COVID cases. So masks are not popular, but it's a very small effort we can make just to try and take some pressure off our NHS.
If there was a message that you would like to put out now, having written the book, seeing the numbers going up now, what is your message about COVID?
Well, the message would be more for the government. The government have buried their head in the sand quite a lot, and there's lots of things they did through the pandemic that could be questioned, and I think they need to learn from their mistakes. And things like ventilation in hospitals, ventilation in GP surgeries, invest in the NHS to make it a safer place and have clear instructions for people on what to do.
And so your instructions to people?
Well, obviously, if you've got symptoms, don't just treat it as a cold. It's not just a cold. It's more than that. And stay at home, wear masks, make sure you take the precautions that we were advised early on in the pandemic.
So tell me a little bit about where we can buy the book, because you are actually donating all the royalties from this.
Yeah, the royalties are going to Mind. Again, one of the casualties of the pandemic were the mental health services. The huge waiting list for people awaiting mental health care. And yeah, it's a small token, really. But the book can be purchased from the Pen and Sword website. It's available on Amazon, all good bookshops.